Bone Boy Speaks, episode 97, Alphonic.
So I'm trying a service out called Auphonic, A-U-P-H-O-N-I-C. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it. In any case, what it does is it takes audio, either directly from the iPhone app or from a server, and it will essentially process it doing some, you know, some noise reduction and some other stuff to make it not sound like crap. And the audio will then can be put out onto multiple places, including SoundCloud, an SFTP server, Amazon S3. I think it interacts with Dropbox. And then it will also do the ID3 tags. It'll put podcast art. You can edit all that stuff, and you actually set it up in a batch job almost. So I say, okay, I take the audio from here. I run it according to the set of presets, and you can have the audio file output into multiple types of audio. It can be MP3, AAC, different bit rates, and I'm sure there's other stuff that I'm forgetting, but it essentially automates all this stuff on the server, and you can initiate it either from the desktop or you can do it from the iPhone or Android app, and you basically set everything up on their website. So you set up the input sources and output sources that you might be pulling data from, and it works very well, or at least it seems to in the one test I did. And it's not, you know, for me, if the service goes away, because it is free, and I don't know what their business model is, but they'll either charge for it at some point or it'll get acquired by somebody. But in any case, it's not in my critical path. It does make some stuff easier for me. But if it goes away, I already have a method for getting the audio off of my phone and into my web server. This just makes it a lot easier. It automates uploading stuff to SoundCloud, and it'll do it all. You know, as I said, I just initiate it from my mobile phone, and a few minutes later, I'll get an email back saying I'm done, and here it is, and the file is in the right place on the web server. It's in SoundCloud now. I upload it to SoundCloud privately, and that's an issue because when I do the processing and I put it up on the server, I don't always make it available immediately. In fact, I usually will record these a day or more ahead, and then with a timed WordPress post, I will publish it. So the SoundCloud piece of it is there because I've got a few followers on SoundCloud, so I put the audio there. My problem with it is that I don't have like a way of making that live at the same time as I make my blog post. I have to, and I can't even do it from the mobile device. I actually have to go to a computer and load up the SoundCloud website, go find the audio and change the permissions so that it's public, which it kind of defeats the purpose, and I'm sure it'll break something else too. But in any case, this looks like to be a really cool service paired with an iPhone app. I can use my audio with Twisted Wave, and the audio that comes out of it seems like it sounds better. I would love some feedback from you guys, though, if you guys contact me and tell me how the podcast sounds after having gone through this process. The last episode, I recorded it and then put it through this process, and this episode will also go through this process. And I'd love to hear your feedback and how well it sounds for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.